California's state park system has faced a rough few years, deep cuts during the recession, and a financial scandal that rocked the department. Now, a state commission is just days away from releasing a report that demands the department modernize itself. And Governor Jerry Brown's new budget proposes only enough money to buy the park system a year to turn itself around. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports from Sacramento.
One, two, three!
Barely a cannon's shot from the state capitol is Sutter's Fort State Historic Park. For years, it's hosted elementary school students from throughout California. On this day, students from Sacramento's David Lubin Elementary School are visiting. They're taking part in the Environmental Living Program. They and some of their parents spend 24 hours at the fort in costumes from 1846, learning about life as pioneers. Third grader Joseph Cochran has noticed a few differences.
With the pioneers, they didn't have electronics like we do today, like PlayStation, PS2s, and they didn't like have football teams or something. And they didn't have fancy clothes like jeans, basketball shoes.
Sutter's Fort never closed during the recession, but it and all 270 state parks have faced their share of cuts. Here's Capital Public Radio's Marianne Russ in October 2009.
They're the kind of changes that parkgoers will notice. Some will be open only a few days a week. There will be fewer open restrooms, trash cans, and open campgrounds. There will also be fewer school tours of historic parks.
The low point for the state park system came in summer 2012. The department's director resigned after reports that the parks department had secretly hoarded $20 million at a time when Governor Jerry Brown's administration had slated 70 parks for closure. Brown's Secretary of Natural Resources, John Laird, took up damage control.
This is deeply disappointing because we just went to many partners around the state to get them to step up and cover the shortfall. And I'm truly sorry about that.
2.5 years later, all parks are still open, some thanks to partnerships with nonprofit groups or federal or local agencies. The governor proposes some new money for the park system, for longstanding maintenance and new revenue-generating projects, and he's setting aside some one-time money to continue existing service levels, though as acting parks director Lisa Mongett says.
When we say maintain service, we mean at the current level. So not at where we were 5 years ago, where we were 10 years ago.
Meanwhile, the state commission is just days away from releasing a final report that's expected to call for an outside parks funding partner. And Mongett has responded to the commission's draft report by creating a transformation team to lead the system's overhaul.
We can't keep putting off the heavy lift and taking a really good, hard look at ourselves as a department and reset things. And so that's where we look to the transformation team.
Mongett says the department is looking at adding new camping loops at popular parks and allowing visitors to pay with credit cards or even their cell phones. Bigger changes are likely not too far down the road. Patty Weber, one of the third grade teachers at Sacramento's David Lubin Elementary, whose students are visiting Sutter's Fort, says the park scandal shouldn't have happened and it's time for the state to turn its park system around.
To be accessible to, you know, the highest number of people who would like to be here visiting to any of our parks. If there's a way to lessen bureaucracy and make the places better, then I guess that's what I'm for.
The governor's budget says the one-time money for existing service levels will give the transformation team the time to turn the park system around. The implication is clear. The money won't be available next year. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.